to 4 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Noogie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I would get your brooms out. I would get your parade shoes. I would get your dancing shoes. I would get your best Knicks swag and have that ready for this week because this series is over. It's a wrap. I thought it would go five. It's not going five. It's going four. And I felt that way after game one. It was probably trending towards a sweep. That feels like where it was headed. And then to me, it was stamped in game two, which was just an electric finish. An absolute, you know, you remember where you were forever when Wemby missed that shot. In a run that has been pretty much laid back, easy, calm, cool, no beads of sweat, unless you're a sweater, because I could be a little bit of a sweater. You know, I'm a Schwitzer. For a guy who's a lean cuisine, for a guy that, you know, got linguine arms, and it's, I don't want to make it like, oh, if you're fat, you sweat. It's kind of the generalization of it. But as a skinny dude, I could sweat, but not in this situation, because the Knicks have been on such a historic, one-sided run that even in the close games, even when they were down 20-plus points or double digits in game one to the Spurs, at no point did I think this team was going to lose. Not once. That's how confident and cocky I am. So yeah, get your brooms. Get your parade outfit ready because we have now started the work week. Monday morning has arrived, and this week is going to be a week in New York sports that we will never forget. Ever. 53 years in the making. 27 years in the making. Knicks fans, young and old, generations have waited for this moment. And it's about to happen. And what's going to take place later on this evening, and if you are lucky enough to go to the game, arrive early. Obviously, the president's going to be there, so the security is going to be heightened. It's going to take a while to get into the building, and you're going to want to get there early, not only because of security, but you're going to want to be in your seat because of the anthem, the introductions, and everything that goes into the NBA Finals back at the Mecca at the Cathedral Basketball. The raw emotion that is, we've already seen it throughout this run, but the raw emotion that I think it's a pimple on the fanny of what we've seen so far. What we're about to see is going to just be euphoric. In terms of a celebration, in terms of a monumental moment, in terms of all this pent-up frustration. And I can give you the X's and O's, and who cares? This is the bottom line. They're going to smash this team. And the Spurs, as I predicted before the series started, are going to beg for mercy. That's your X's and O's. Because they're a young team, inexperienced the Spurs are. They got their hearts ripped out in game two. They're walking into a place that they're not ready for, that they're not built for, against a team that is a well-oiled machine, is playing connected basketball, has leveled up, has smashed the competition, has boat raced the competition, has taken belt to ass to every team in their path, and a team that's not going to be denied. A building, a fan base that's not going to be denied. I told you, the Knicks and we as fans want it more. And that matters. That matters. Because that little extra that the Spurs are going to need to dive into in their basketball, you know, souls here, they don't have it. Not yet. They're too young. There's nowhere to turn. And they're going to be staring across the court at a buzzsaw. A team with a ton of experience, a ton of intestinal fortitude, a ton of swagger, a ton of confidence, and a ton of momentum. And just like the Hawks, after that series went 2-1 Atlanta, just like the Sixers, just like the Cavs, the Spurs are going to find out that it's Knicks in 26, that the Knicks are not going to be denied. This city is not going to be denied. We've invaded buildings. We've rendered Philly a non-sports town. And now we are going to be crowned champions of the NBA. And the next week or so is going to be a nonstop party and celebration of this great franchise, of this great basketball team, and of the historic run that they are on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. Teddy is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Teddy?
Good morning, Lugie. Lugie, I'm a big fan of yours.
Appreciate
totally.
It.
But I have to respectfully...
Well, what's with the butt? What's with the butt?
With...
Are we going to be talking about a J-Lo butt, B-U-T-T, or B-U-T? What's with the butt here? Yeah, I give this impassioned speech, Ted, and you give me my flowers, and then you're going to hit me with a butt?
Well,
what's the butt?
I'm not going to hit you with the butt.
Well, you're giving me a little butt here. What's the butt for?
Okay, well I'm going to tell you. Lugie,
yeah.
The Yankees won the first two games of the World Series against the Dodgers.
I'm not worried about that. Why am I worried about that? Are you watching this Knick team play basketball right now? I'll let you get to your butt. Do you think they're losing four to the next five?
No, but...
Okay,
Lugie,
so then what's the butt? You're going to give me a history lesson? What's the history have to do with anything? Who cares about history? What's the present telling you? What is this Knick team telling you? Are they telling you they're losing four out of five?
No, but...
Okay.
But, Lugie, just let me make the point,
well,
please.
What do you got? I will... But, Ted, why, are you running somewhere? You got something? You left the oven on? So then what the heck are you talking about here? We're having a conversation. I'll let you finish, but I got to get my point in. You get your point in. And that's the way the sports talk radio thing revolves. You know what I'm saying, Ted? So go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
Lugie,
yes.
If they win tonight...
Yeah.
If they win tonight, then it's guaranteed. I'll put it in iron clamps, okay? But Lugie,
yeah,
what are you,
do you
going?
Know, do you know? Do you know what the record is for teams that are up 2-0 in the finals?
It's very good.
That 32-5.
Okay, I heard that yesterday.
Okay, so okay. You don't feel and what? How many playoff games in a row of the Knicks won?
They've won 13 in a row
okay.
already.
Got it.
I know, but Lugie.
Are you going to tell me about the 1953 the Chicago Bears or something? Is that what's going to happen here? I don't even think the NFL was around back then at that point. You know, you get my drift.
Lugie, all I know is the Yankees won the first two games against the Dodgers. I think it was in 81.
You keep bringing up the Yankees and Dodgers. You should be bringing up the Yankees when they're up 3-0 on the Red Sox. Why wouldn't you bring up that one? Wouldn't that be a better example?
Because we're talking
about 2-0.
2-0 then and 2-0 now.
But what does that have to do with this scenario?
And then the Yankees lost four in a row.
But what does that have to do with anything?
Because Lugie, you don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Well, why not? So you're telling me if I count chickens, they don't hatch? Are you a farmer? Is that what farmers say? Like, you're telling me there's not a farmer out there that counted their chickens, and you're telling me they don't hatch? I'm sure they do.
They do hatch, but Lugie...
Well, why don't I count them then? If I'm a farmer, I probably want to count my chickens, so when they hatch, I know how many little chicklets I'm going to have.
Sometimes you
That's
have
a baby
bad
chicken.
Chicken. Sometimes you have a...
What do they call
chicken?
A baby chicken? Is it a chicklet? I don't even know what it... Oh, or chick. That's what they call it, right? Yeah, they go
it's
baby
a,
chick. Yeah.
It's a chick.
Yeah.
It's a chick.
Okay, so you count your chickens, they hatch, you put your cart and the horse, and what's the difference? Two in the bird is equal to three in the stone, right? I mean, there's just so many different phrases we can go over here. But the bottom line is this, Theodore. The Knicks are winning a championship. Now, you don't like it because I'm touching the money. That bothers you? That gives you a little bit of a weird feeling? Is that where we're getting at here?
No, Lugie. I want the Knicks to win big time.
So then why aren't you on the confidence train here? Why aren't you on the positive Tommy train here? Why aren't you on the great train that I talk about all the time? I'm going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars, Ted. What, do you want to be left behind?
Because, Lugie, San Antonio is not going to come in here and roll up and die.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
All right.
They're a young... You know why? Because all I heard was, oh, the Sixers in Game 3, they're going to have this big moment at home. They're going to win. They're going to get this series back on track. Nope. Oh, the Cavs, it's Game 3. They're at home. They're going to get this one. Nope. Game 2, San Antonio, they're going to split. They're not going to go down 2-0. They did. So I keep hearing about all these teams that are going to win these games against the Knicks and are going to stop this momentum. Hasn't happened yet.
Okay, Lugie, I just want to hear what you have to say tomorrow night on After Hours after the Knick game. And if that feels like a threat.
I don't know why. I haven't been up to Yonkers in a while, Ted. But that feels like a little bit of a threat. That feels like you're telling me the Knicks are going to lose this game and you don't want me to skip the podium. That's the way I took it.
No, I just want you to understand you have a job and you have to take the great with the worst.
What?
And if the Knicks lose tonight, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, you know, I'm going to say no biggie, Knicks in five. Spoiler alert. But tune in, though, for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Lugie,
what are you worried about? They lose a game. They're not going to lose a game, but if they did, they do. That's okay. But I appreciate you tuning in. By the way, Teddy, I think I'm going to be on YouTube as well. You're a YouTube kind of guy or no? You get down with the YouTube internet?
Not really.
What do you mean not really? What do you mean not really? What do you mean?
I'll turn it on sometimes.
What do you mean turn it on? It's not really a turn it on thing. I don't know if YouTube is a turn it on thing. You go on a computer. You got a computer at home or no?
Yeah, I have an iPad.
You got an iPad, so you can check me out on YouTube.
Okay. All right. I'll try to see. Okay.
Well, what do you mean, guys? Is this a laughing matter? Teddy and Yonkers, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a lot of people that are probably like Teddy that don't want to hear parade. They don't want to hear chickens hatching. They don't want to hear a cart and a horse or two in this bird is equals three in the something. I forgot the math on that, but it doesn't matter. The point is this. Here's the math. 2-0 Knicks, 4-0 Knicks in a couple days. That's the math. And yes, I will be on after the Yankees. Early start time, by the way, 6:40. So I figure post-game, 10 o'clock, I'll be on. Knicks wrap up around 11. You'll hear my voice first after they go up 3-0. And if, and I don't think they will, but if they lose, I'll give you my thoughts on it. But I predicted them in 5. So if it's 5, it's 5, but I believe it's going to be 4 now. Not 5. And Teddy, I even pressed you with the question, do you think they're going to lose 4-5, the Knicks are? And you said no. So what are you worried about? So what do you want me to sit here and tell you? You want to go down through the X's and O's? You need a nap? X's and O's, they've won 13 in a row! X's and O's. You think at this stage of her life, Sydney Sweeney is worried about getting a date on a Saturday night? No, you just hit a point. At some point, you reach the greatness level of the world, so to speak, and that's where the Knicks are at. Walt in Oceanport, New Jersey, is here on After Hours. What's up, Walt?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy?
Hey.
I agree with you about Sydney Sweeney. Okay.
What's to disagree about on that one? But yes, I hear you.
There's nothing to
correct.
But the thing is, I am so psyched that we are up to nothing. I did not expect that, okay? And God bless. I hope we win tomorrow. I mean, like, I don't know where this series is going to go. I do think that if we win tomorrow, I think it's a done deal.
Just to pop in there, because I want to make sure that we're factually correct here, Walt. It could be tomorrow for you, but it's today, and technically later today. All good. I understand. You're probably putting on 17 here. Are you going to bed soon, or you're about to tee off?
No. I just didn't check the clock.
All good. No worries. I didn't know. Again, you could be like a night owl, and you might be putting on 17, about ready to tee off on 18, and this is the end of your night. Because with this shift, I don't know who's coming, who's going. The reality is, for some people like me, it technically kind of is tomorrow, because I'm going to go home and go to sleep. But it is Monday night. We are into Monday. But I understand what you're saying, bro. I just want to make sure people listening don't think I'm a, you know, stunado or bots in a brain and I don't realize that the game is later on tonight. You know, social media is, you know what I mean? They're very nasty.
So no,
this guy,
no,
Luki, doesn't know when the games are. You know what I mean? He sounds like Mad Dog. So we don't really need that. I don't need that in my life.
No, but, you know, I'll tell you, you know, this team is so unbelievably amazing.
Yep.
I mean, it's so unbelievable how, like, the Knicks of all the teams that we've had in New York, okay, with the Rangers going to, you know, the semifinals. But no one saw the Knicks coming. I mean, you know, from a couple of years ago when the Nets had that, like that.
Yeah, KD and Kyrie. And you know what? And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Thank you, Kevin Durant and Kyrie, for not wanting to smoke a Madison Square Garden, because if they did pick the Knicks, it would have been a disaster. The Knicks would not be in the situation they're in right now. They'd probably be in the situation the Nets are in right now, which is just not a great situation. And we wouldn't be two wins away from a championship, that's for sure.
Well, Tommy, I'll tell you right now, you're a savant on the radio.
I'll tell you right now,
you really are.
The best. No, I agree.
Okay, good night, buddy.
Thank you, Walt. Great way to end that. Really, we bookend that with Sidney Sweeney and saying that I'm great. Yeah, that's as good of a phone call as you could possibly get. But it's the truth. If that mooch Kevin Durant and Kyrie had signed here, it would have been an absolute torpedo job on this franchise, just like it was in Brooklyn. And where would the Knicks be right now? I'll tell you, they would be in hell. Sports hell. So thankfully, those guys wanted to go play in Brooklyn and not Manhattan. And the Knicks were able to build this team the right way. Starting with Jalen, Tibbs, Julius, and really, and it should be a, you know, Adam Silver. Next board meeting he has should really be using this Knicks team as a example, a shining example, the lead example of building a team the right way. Because that's what the Knicks have done. They didn't lose games on purpose. They didn't, for lack of a better word, I know we haven't found a softer phrase for it yet, so we'll just continue to use the word tanking. All these teams, which is basically half the league, that tank, and they try to get ping pong balls in their favor so they can get the number one overall pick. For some it works, for most it doesn't. The Knicks have not only built a championship roster, but they've done it the right way. Year after year, brick after brick. And Adam Silver, where the league has issues in tanking, he should point to the Knicks and show these other teams, hey, you can be the Knicks. Not a lot of people wanted to sign there. They didn't go out and get a million superstars. They didn't lose year in and year in out on purpose to try to get ping pong balls to bounce their way. They hired the right guy who built this team basically from scratch like they were an expansion team. And now they are two wins away from a championship. And they're doing things at a clip that dynastic teams do. You might hear that word a few times over the next week, but they have done similar things and have had the same path as teams that won not only a championship, but multiple championships. Let's go to Mike in Merrick here on The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Yo, yo, yo.
What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on, brother?
Yo, yo, yo.
Let's yo, yo, yo. What's going on?
Go New York, go.
Yeah, you know
go
what, Mike?
New York, go.
I feel like you're playing the hits here, though. You know what I mean? You got anything off menu here when it comes to the Knicks, or are you just going to go with the go New York, go?
No. Go New York, go.
Yeah, but Mike, again, I love you, and I always put you in more of the creative category that is just, you know, the go New York, go, as great as it is, as iconic as it is, you're not giving me anything. I want a little off menu here. I want a little bit of something that's not the everyday thing that we hear about the Knicks. So go ahead. I'll give you another chance.
But listen. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na.
I like it.
Na, na, na. Hey. Goodbye. To the Spurs.
Oh, you added a little something. You know what, Mike? I felt like you stuck the landing there, and then you added to the Spurs, and it threw it off a little bit. Like, you had it perfect there. I don't know if you felt that. I felt that. Like, you had it, and then you went to the Spurs, and it felt a little bit off to me. But I know you got one more in you, Mike. You want to try for a third one? Three strikes, you're out? I feel it, buddy, that you got it. You got one?
It is overtime. It's overtime.
See, the problem with that one, Mike, is overtime means that it wouldn't be over because the game doesn't end when it goes overtime.
No. I'm saying the game is over for the Spurs.
Yeah, but when you needed, you know what you needed there, Mike? I'm going to help you out here, brother. I'm going to be your producer, your director. When you do overtime, you need a pregnant pause between over and time.
No, it's going to be all over. Tomorrow night, it's going to be 3-0.
Yes, perfect. That's it. Because when you say it's overtime, that means it's not over. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
It's total over.
Agreed.
The president is coming. President is coming.
He is. Well, I think he's already here. I would imagine he's already here, no? I mean, wouldn't he get here early? I don't know. Maybe not. But he's just going to drop in at any moment. Yeah, maybe he's here. Maybe he's not. He's got a million golf courses around here, so I'm sure he's already here.
No, he
won't be sitting in traffic, I would imagine, but yeah. Mike, where do you think they park Air Force One? Does it just fly right onto the roof of Madison Square Garden? What do you think the deal is? Like, where does Air Force One actually, you know, when he gets here, where do they fly that bad boy?
I don't know, but this is what I heard on the news.
What?
They just canceled the Nick Rushing party at the Garden.
Well, no, they don't have the viewing party outside of Madison Square Garden, which stinks. That's unfortunate. If you were planning on going to that, they're electric. They're awesome. They just create such a scene outside of MSG. So that is unfortunate. That stinks. I do feel for them. So there's a lot of hoopla, so to speak, around this game, Mike. But you don't strike me as a guy that, you know, feeds into that hoopla.
Mark, it's what? I'm going to the Knicks parade.
Yes, so am I. Now, Mike, you agree with me, though, that the parade's going to be on Friday?
Yes.
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 Like-minded. Yes. Yeah, great minds think alike. That's what I was thinking, because I feel like they sweep here, end on Wednesday. Usually you give it 2 days for the parade. Parade on Friday. The party, Mike, lasts until, I don't know, July. That's kind of, I'm going to clear out my schedule. You should clear out yours, Mike, so that you can enjoy this moment.
No, it's going to be me, my housemate, Kevin McLaughlin.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you wanted his last name on the radio, but you just kind of threw it out there. But that's okay.
And Ferg.
This is the crew. This is the crew. So, Mike, you're going to roll deep. It's going to be you. It's like three people are going to be rolling deep to the parade. Is that what I'm gathering from you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And my brother's buying us dinner.
Well, that's nice. Where are you guys going? You going out in the city for dinner, or are you going to go back to Merrick?
Yeah, in the city.
Well, what are you getting? You want to invite me? I could use a meal. What are you getting, steak?
We all getting steak.
Well, I'm gonna have to crash that party. Unless you're just inviting me. I feel like this is an invite. I feel like you just invited me. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
All right, put me down for a medium rare. I'm an aristocrat.
No, rare. Rare.
No, I don't want it rare. Nah. I mean, listen, I go medium rare. I certainly wouldn't go well done. It's a hockey puck. Mike, I got to go. I got people to see and places to be. Yeah, to me, if you order a steak well done, you should be banned for life from a steakhouse. Just order a hockey puck while you're at it. I'd rather rare than well done, but I'm a medium rare. I'm an aristocrat. But Mike, it's great to hear from you, bud. I look forward to the steak dinner on Friday. And I look forward to meeting a lot of you out at the parade, not just Mike and Merrick. But I'm definitely, especially, this is where we're at here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. No, but if the parade is Friday, which I believe it will be, it's all great. We'll meet up at the parade. I want to know about the after hours. That's what I'm interested in. And that's the one you want to attend. I want to know about the party from, let's figure out 2 o'clock on. That's what I want to be invited to. That's what I want to. So where are you headed for those? That's what, and we'll get there once we get there in terms of we have plenty of shows to kind of make those plans. But the parade, you see me at the parade, you see me at the parade. But I want to know about after hours. Now, Mike just offered me a steak dinner, so I already got plans from about 7 to 9 p.m., but it's a city that never sleeps. So between 2 and 7, I'm free, and between 9 p.m. and Monday, I'm free until I got to be back here midnight, which I intend to be. But in between there, my wife's out to see, out to lunch. She has no idea what's going on. Are you kidding me? I'll tell her, honey, I'm going to the parade. I'll see you in 3 days. She's like, all right, cool. Just make sure you clean the litter box for the cat. No problem. Seems like a fair trade. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. See a few of you up here. We got another half hour to go before Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. on the warm-up show. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 4:32 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Lugie evening. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call. Another, let me do quick math here, 28 minutes before Al and Jerry come your way on the warm-up show. I'm being told that it's only an hour, and most days it doesn't suck. This series is over. It's a wrap. The Knicks are going to sweep. Break out the brooms. Break out your parade shoes. Break out your dancing shoes, because it's over. The Knicks are your 2026 NBA champions. Just like I predicted before the series, they will break the Spurs mentally, and I believe they did that on Friday night. This inexperienced Spurs team is not going to be able to answer the bell. They lost both games in their building, and now they're walking in the Madison Square Garden, the Cathedral of Basketball, for the first time in 27 years. There will be an NBA Finals game at Madison Square Garden with the Knicks now are up 2-0. The Spurs are not walking in there and taking any of these games. They'll be on a flight back to San Antonio, but the Knicks won't be because this series is over. It's a wrap. The Knicks are going to sweep and we'll be enjoying a parade either on Friday or, let's say, early next week. But it's over. The Knicks are your 2026 champions. It's Knicks in 26. It's always been Knicks in 26. They win in style. They win in dominating fashion. They blow the Spurs out in game four. They win it by 20, 30 points easily going away as they, for their third consecutive series, this time for the championship, sweep their opponent. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Tommy Lugauer on The Fan. Let's go to Jason in the Bronx. What's up, Jason?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Jason doing some meditating before.
I understand, yes. Getting a zen-like feeling. It is Knicks and Chicks in 26.
Yeah, the parade's going to be absolutely unbelievable. I really can't wait for it. The Knicks are entering the conversation to be one of the greatest teams of all time in the history of the NBA. That's the conversation that the Knicks are entering. One of the greatest teams in the history of the NBA. 13 playoff wins in a row. I think they're going to win two more in a row. That gets them to 15, which puts them right there with the 2017 Warriors, a dynastic team. This run, especially in the way the Knicks have beaten their opponents, the convincing scores, the one-sided victories, the belt-to-ass boat race, blitzkrieging Knicks, they are now in the conversation, the 2026 Knicks are, for one of the greatest teams in the history of the league. That's the type of run they're on. That's the type of wave they're riding. That's the type of momentum they have. And everything connected at once. All the stars align for this team to do the type of things that only dynastic teams do, including winning the first two games of the NBA Finals on the road. The Knicks have entered the conversation for the greatest team in the history of the league. That's the conversation they've entered. And they're not about to leave that conversation because I do think they win the next two. I believe they win this championship in style. And the Knicks are now in the conversation for the greatest team in NBA history. That's how historic, that's how dominating, that's how one-sided this playoff run has been. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on The Fan. We'll see if Jason is done meditating in just one second. And I get it. You know, some of you want to be centered. You want to be, Knicks parade, Knicks and chicks. Yes, the warm weather brings out the pretty girls. It does, though. I mean, that's really the best part of the parade, to be honest with you. But no, obviously, it's the Knicks. It's just the generations of Knicks fans who have been waiting for this moment, like we all have, you know, my entire life. For me, at 40, for people like Beningo, it's been 53 years. If you're a little bit younger, it's been less. But nevertheless, it's been a long time for all of us, a very long time coming. And this drought is about to be over. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Dion is calling from Queens here on After Hours. What's up, Dion?
Hey, good morning, Louie. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, bro.
I just wanted to say, as a long-suffering Knicks fan, I was there in 94. I went to the game since 82 with my uncle who had season tickets. Game 3 is the most important game. Take care of San Antonio. Don't give them any chance of winning a game and giving them confidence. Put them out their misery, and let's get ready to celebrate on Wednesday night when they sweep them.
Yep.
Go New York, go New York, go. Thanks for taking my call.
Perfectly sweet to the point, a short and sweet there, Dion, and everything you said 100% on, and I expect this Knicks team, because that's been, you know, that's been the mentality, and that's been the focus, and that's been their style of play really throughout this 13-game winning streak. When they smell blood, it's a wrap. It's over. And they go to a different gear, and they level up to a point where their opponent has no shot. Now, I give the credit to the Spurs here that they have not given up in this series. They have fought. They have tried everything, including two impressive comebacks late in these games, but to no avail. And until I see the Knicks lose a game, I'm just going to have the mentality of they're not going to lose. When that final buzzer sounds and the Knicks have less points than their opponent, then I'll believe it. Until then, I won't. I got to see it to believe it. And I expect this young Spur team to give an effort tonight as their season is truly on the line. They'll give an effort, but it won't be enough. And then when they go down 3-0, game 4 will be an obliteration. And they will let go of the rope, and they will realize it's over. We're going home. Then we have a team that's built for the next 10 or 15 years, so we're going to be more than fine, which is part of the psyche here. You know, for the Knicks, and listen, the way they're going right now, their window is starting to look a lot wider here, the Knicks. But the mentality, I think, with this team is, hey, this is our best shot. This is going to be our one opportunity to win a championship. Let's take care of it here. And you could see it on their faces. You could see it in their body language. You could hear it in their responses after the game. This is a team with one heartbeat, one mission, and that mission is an NBA title. The Spurs are still trying to figure it out. Close games, late in the game. They don't have a guy that can just finish it off. They don't have a guy that can hit a clutch basket. They don't have a closer. The Knicks do in Jalen Brunson. And the Knicks have the better starting five. They have more depth. They have more experience. They just have everything in their favor. Let's go to Russell here on Wantagh or in Wantagh or even around Wantagh, wherever the heck you are in Wantagh. You're on The Fan, Russ. What's going on?
Lugie, thank you for taking my call this morning, man. Hey, you know, I'm concerned that maybe we're all a little bit too overconfident.
How could you not be?
I get that. Listen to me. I've been enjoying this. I remember the 73 and 70 team. I'm a little older than you, so I am enjoying this. I was a little boy then. It's a little better right now because as an adult, you see and enjoy things a little differently.
And those runs were tougher. You know what I mean? They were a series battle back and forth. I mean, the Knicks haven't had to really, outside of Atlanta, haven't really even had to have any type of sweat and any type of back and forth in these series.
Absolutely. But, you know, last game, they were pretty, San Antonio was pretty desperate. I mean, they were doing pretty much anything that they could do.
Yep.
They were mugging Brunson.
Yep.
They were getting away with it. How desperate are they going to be tonight? They're going to be pretty desperate.
Very.
So
but how
the Knicks
desperate?
Needs to stay focused.
Yes, no doubt.
Completely focused.
100%. They're going to be very desperate.
They can't
desperate.
Give them any life. No light at the end of the tunnel for them.
Yeah.
They have to. Tonight's the biggest game. If they don't sweep them in game four, I could live with that. Tonight, they have to. They can't give them any breath, no air, no oxygen. This is monster important. They need to just step on their throat tonight.
No doubt.
That's it.
And I get what you're saying, and I agree with you, Russ, in that standpoint. But I also, you say it in a way that I feel like you don't think they will. And it's like I heard the same thing in Game 3 with the Sixers. Oh, you know, this is the game that they're desperate. They got to win that. Knicks blew them out. Game 3 in Cleveland. Oh, this Cleveland's they're a desperate team. They're gonna get back in this series if they win. I don't think the Cavs had the lead in that game at all. And if they did, it was very little amount of time on the clock where they had a lead in that game. The Spurs in game two. Oh, they're desperate. Okay? How'd that work out for them? And now here we are again. They're desperate. The Spurs are desperate. Yeah, they're desperate. They're going to be even more desperate when they're down 3-0. I know how I sound. I get it. But how could you not sound like this? The only way you wouldn't sound the way I'm sounding right now is if you're just trying not to put something in the atmosphere. When this team, to me, is a team of destiny. And they're also the best team. They're the best team. So I don't care what the odds say. They got that wrong. Just like they got the spread in this game completely off. But that's fine. That's to our benefit if you dabble and that sort of thing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours here on The Fan. Let's go to Gabe in Smithtown. What's up, Gabe?
Tommy, what's up, brother?
Yo, bro.
I want to talk to Russell for a minute, who just hung up. Russell, put your trepidations away, baby. We are rolling. We are going to roll tonight. Mm-hmm. The Garden is going to be rocking. It's going to be bouncing. It's going to be something the Spurs have never seen. Tommy, I was on the fence. You've changed my mind driving into work today, brother.
There you go.
You have opened my eyes. It is a wrap. It is done. They have let go of the rope. I am ready to end it tonight. I didn't want to talk parade. Now I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a parade on Friday, likes of which we have never seen. It's going to be so extravagant and extreme. Mondami is going to have to tax the starting five and Dolan to pay for it. It's going to be bananas. Let's rock, baby.
I love it, Gabe. I love it. I'll see you out there. But I'm glad that you got a seat on the great train with me. There's always a great train pulling up to the station. I'm going to get on it. I'll always leave a seat for the audience. I'm going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars. And I love the word you use, trepidation. That reminds me of Macho Man at WrestleMania 3. Ooh, yeah, trepidation is the word of the day. But that, you know, trepidation, and that's where I'm headed. On the edge of a lightning bolt. But that's where we're headed as fans. By the way, and I'm not, I probably could do a better Macho Man, and I have done a better Macho Man, but essentially 5 hours into a solo overnight show, the fact that I could get to that octane, I think you got to give me a little bit of credit for that. I will mention that to the architect in my contract negotiations. I'll be like, listen, I know you're a wrestling fan, architect. I can call you architect, right? I could do Macho Man at 4:45 in the morning. I could do his voice perfectly after hosting for 5,000-6,000 hours here on the overnight. So I think a couple extra fajoules my way. What do you think? Just take a little bit off of Boomer's plate and put them on my plate. You think he'll miss it? The Lugauer family would appreciate it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. We'll wrap up final segment of the show before Alan Jerry with your phone calls at 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 4:52 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just 1 second. Programming note, earlier Yankee game than usual later on this evening, a 6:40 first pitch, which means I'll be on after hours a little bit earlier than usual. Let's figure around 10 o'clock. Knicks game will wrap up around 11 or so. So you'll hear me first on the Fan, reacting to the Knicks victory, going up 3-0 in the series. And then for my YouTube people, apparently I'm going to be on YouTube. I was on YouTube the other night. I'll be on YouTube, I think, about 20 minutes or so after the game. So a little joint in progress after hours on YouTube. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear. As I take a sip of water, get your gear at Chef. I didn't think you needed to know that, but I figured I'd tell you. Get your gear at chefiq.com. What we are embarking on here as New Yorkers, as Knicks fans, across this country, across this world, what we are embarking on over the next week in a city known for parties, in the biggest party city in the world, we are embarking on the biggest party this city has ever seen. Not only the first Knicks championship in 53 years. Generations of Knicks fans have waited for this moment. They're ready to party. They're ready to celebrate the night that they clinch. And then after that, the parade that could see 3 million, 4 million, 5 million people is going to be the biggest parade in the history of the city. It is going to be a part of the biggest party this city has ever seen. We've waited a long time for this. Some of us, like me, a lifetime for this moment, for this type of Knicks team, for this parade. And I sure as heck am going to enjoy it, as we all are. A party the likes we have never seen in the history of New York. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Another 5 minutes to go before Al and Jerry come your way at that time. Let's go to Mike in the Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey.
Hey, Tommy, let me say something.
Yeah.
You're built for this.
Thank
you. Are built for the overnight. Overnight is an animal.
Yeah, you know what, though? I appreciate that, but at some point I'd like to be built for, you know, maybe a more of a higher paying position here. But I appreciate the overnights as well. If they want to pay me like the mornings and afternoons, I'd be happy to be up all night. So it's really not the hours I'm doing. It's the moolah. You feel me on that one, Mike?
Yeah.
It's the scuttle.
Yeah. No, but you know, you're quick with it.
So I like to be built for those high paying jobs as well. You feel me?
Right. Let me say this to you.
Yeah,
I gotta give shout outs to Steve Summers, to Joe Beningo, to Mark Malusis, and lastly Tony Page.
Tony, TP.
Because these guys endured over the years that the Knicks went through.
No, it's a great point. It's a great point. And think about it too, Mike, how many times they came on. Obviously, we used to have the Knicks on our air, but even when we didn't, think about those guys coming on the air after the Knicks lost again and all the bad years.
It?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy
how
for me it? To kind of be on the air now that the Knicks have been awesome and I've been riding the wave here. But all those years, a great shout-out, Mike, to the hosts that kind of, they crawled so positive Tommy could run.
They did. And one other thing. Did anyone miss the fact how San Antonio disrespected us with that clown-ass circus music when they were announcing our bye? Did anyone notice that?
Well, I'm sure everybody did. You know what I mean, Mike? But that's for you there to notice that as well.
Hey, listen. The get back is to play the Mr. Softy. Play the Mr. Softy jingle.
Yeah, you're saying the ice cream man. Is that what you're saying?
There you go. Play that jingle. Hey, Tom, thank you so much, man. You're well.
That makes me want to have ice cream. So I don't even know if that's necessarily a negative thing. Like, if I hear Mr. Softy, the ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's not the Mr. Softy. That's more of the... I can hear the Mr. Softy thing in my head, but I can't recreate it out of my mouth. That's probably because we're 5 hours into a show here. But, yeah, when I hear the Mr. Softy jingle... And by the way, for it being essentially summer now, I haven't heard the ice cream man around the neighborhood that much. I don't know what's going on here. I don't think the ice cream men are on strike or anything like that. I know we had the Long Island Railroad on strike. Is the ice cream man? Mr. Softy wouldn't go on strike. I don't think so. But, yeah, listen, the Knicks are going to pay back the Spurs and the city of San Antonio the way they've been paying them back. And that is by continuing to dominate this series. You know, 27 years is a long, 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 especially with the way the Knicks have performed for the majority of those 27 years. 27 years is a long time to get this type of revenge. And I know the names on the back of the jersey have changed. But you know what stays the same? The most important one, the name on the front. That's the same. And that's the jersey that I see that beat us 27 years ago. And now to return that favor, to get revenge, to get payback, and to do it in dominating fashion, just like it happened to us all those years ago, it makes it even sweeter. It makes it even more poetic, and it continues to prove that this is a movie. This is Hollywood, or better, it's Broadway. It's just meant to be. It's a team of destiny, and everything, including their opponent, lined up perfectly for this Knicks team. If you're going to the game tonight, enjoy the heck out of it. Arrive early. The president's going to be there. Extra security. If you're just chilling at home or you're going to one of these watch parties, enjoy it. I'll be with you after Yankee post game, figure around 10 o'clock. I'll also be on YouTube after the Knick game is over, let's say 20 minutes after the Knick game. So right around 11:30 for a 4 hours of after hours as we continue to enjoy and bask in the glory of this Knick run. That'll do it for me. My thanks to all the callers. My thanks to all the listeners. My thanks to Fleegs, Alan, Jerry, and the warm-up show. They come your way next. And then I will have you later on this evening. We'll talk to you then, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN, New York.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.